Just a spell for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
As I've left the theater from Rogue Nation, Mission Impossible 5 movie, I started thinking that Tom Cruise is really the James Bond that America never really had, and that the Mission Impossible franchise has brilliantly replicated since the sort of the death of Cubby Broccoli and the rebranding of the James Bond franchises with Daniel Craig. There's just something about the format of traveling around the world, having beautiful women who are both romantically alluring and your equal in every way, the Bond girl. There's something about the battle of the sexes that when it plays out intellectually and physically and on opposite sides, it's something is working there. Let's compare the Mission Impossible franchise to the James Bond movies for a moment. James Bond really was unorthodox, and Tom Cruise's character in the Mission Impossible movies is really just a straight-up cowboy. And so he takes the cowboy ethos, the American sort of version of the British sort of creative rule-following, and just blows it out of the water completely. He-Man's the Manifest Destiny, which is built into the fiber of American culture. The only thing he doesn't really do is the gunslinging, because that wouldn't showcase his abilities as an actor here. Here he's hanging on to an actual airplane as it takes off. He's riding motorcycles. He does his own stunt work here. He's the new Steve McQueen. There's a line in the movie that says essentially that his character is the living embodiment of destiny. Now, that may as well be the American mythology itself, because here there's the narrative that anybody can become rich, that the Clint Eastwood figure, the one who manifests destiny, really is at the core of American values. So this movie is working on all kinds of reasons. Great movie.